This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney, hope the start of your week was off to a good start anyway. Certainly was for one billionaire. I'll explain tweet that's coming up in our next segment. There are some other things that are happening here in these United States that affect all of us. And then, of course, what's happening in the Ukraine is something we're all watching as well. And there is absolutely a ripple effect in many, many different directions, but we know that as we certainly have been paying attention to what's going on there. I do have to mention this at the top because we're all fascinated by age, of course, and what's the thing that we all have in common in the entire world? Death and taxes. So I was reading a story earlier today that Japan's Kane Tanaka is the world's oldest verified person, died in Japan at 119 years old. Yes, it was verified by Japan's Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare. She was born, think of this, January 2nd, 1903, just to give you some context and why I thought it was so interesting to kick this sucker off this way. She was born before the Wright brothers' first powered flight and died as the world's second oldest person ever. That's according to the Guinness World Records. Wow. Imagine living to be 119 years old. All the birthdays that are celebrated, I cannot imagine what that would be like to go from one end of the spectrum to the other. But it is fascinating to me, that is for sure. All right, one thing I think that is also incredibly interesting that I think some people are certainly talking about is this story about a woman who survived 6 days in the California, in a California forest. And why it's interesting is because we're talking about weird weather and weather patterns and how we just had snow a week or two ago in some places where they normally would never see snow at this time of year. Well, what's interesting about this story to me is she survived 6 days, not just in the California forest, but a snowbound remote Northern California forest. And how did she do that? Rationing yogurt and eating snow. Can you imagine that for a second, right? 52-year-old Sheena Gullett. She was out driving on a dirt road and her car got stuck in the snow. So she had to spend the night in the car and in the morning the battery was dead. She was with a friend. The two tried to walk to the highway, but she fell behind because her soles of her boots came off, so she couldn't go on. And then there was heavy, heavy snowfall, and they were separated, and more days passed. Somehow she survived this with the rations, etc., which is wild. A six-pack of yogurt over 6 days and eating snow. It's a miracle that a sheriff sergeant found her, but they did find her. And it just goes to show you, we go from one end of the spectrum, somebody who lived a very long life, to the other end as well of somebody surviving in a terrible snowy condition in a California forest with very little to survive on, but somehow rationing it, survived for 6 days. 6 days. Can you imagine? Wow. All right. 6 days. It just, again, blows my mind right here at the top of this show. Trust me, we'll get into the politics of it all, like what's being tossed around now on the Hill when it comes to impeachment. Republicans might take action, they say, against Joe Biden's head of Homeland Security if they recapture enough seats to claim a congressional majority in the November midterm elections. Yes, there is that is being tweeted out there in the universe, the conversation about this, about whether or not there will be any kind of an impeachment. Right now, with the help of the studio, we go to Grimm, who we haven't heard from in a long time. Grimm, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, Grimm, what's happening?
Well, I kind of got involved in a national incident. Are you aware about Courtney Taylor and the stabbing of her boyfriend?
Yes.
Well, I'm kind of involved with another model that is part of that group that I just want to warn everybody. If they're on OnlyFans, you need to stay away. Run for the hills.
Stay away. How did you get involved in this?
I don't know what to say, Kate. I got more problems I can shake a stick at.
Boy, no kidding, you were recovering. And now suddenly you've gone in a different direction. We don't even want to know how all this happened, but you're okay and everything's all right, right?
Well, I'm fine, but it's part of the heartache I've been going through because I've been involved with her for 8 months. And I have given away everything that I own practically. But that's just it. I'm glad Elon Musk has opened up Twitter.
Right, because now you can go back on Twitter and you can tweet away. Everybody can tweet away because some of what has happened in the past with Twitter will certainly go away.
Yeah, thank God. You can speak the truth finally. Instead of getting shut down.
Yeah, there you go. There's one avenue that's wide open. And 3.7 billion people are on some kind of social media platform, and certainly Twitter is one of the biggest. How are you doing health-wise, okay?
Not good.
Oh.
I was prescribed Isorvin Den. And some of the symptoms are you can pass out. And I did that driving. And it's due to being on Lasix, which is a water retentive medication.
Right.
That dehydrated me.
Wow.
And that's all it took. So I stopped taking it, but I've been one heck of a good driver all my life. So I managed not to kill myself behind the wheel.
Grimm, it's always interesting when you pop on, I'll tell you that. You've been listening to the show for a long time, and we appreciate you reaching out. And be careful out there. It is wide open mayhem, so to speak. So thanks for checking in, and please take care, okay?
Well, I'll keep up.
Nice. Thanks, Grimm.
Thank you.
All right, so coming up on the show, he mentioned it, Elon Musk. What's the scoop with Twitter? How much did he have to shell out to own Twitter? A big piece of what is that 3.7 billion user platform, meaning of all the platforms out there, 3.7 billion people, rather, use some form of social media. Twitter is certainly one of the biggest. That story and more coming up next.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Elon Musk, if you just tuned in, he has gotten a deal for Twitter, it looks like, for sure. But employees are not necessarily happy about it. They're raising all kinds of questions of things like, what would the deal mean for them? And what does it also mean for people that were booted off the platform? The ex-president, the former president, Donald Trump, that was such a huge story when that happened. So will he be back on Twitter? It's interesting to see this and to watch this. Tesla just blew everybody away with their incredible profits. They posted record gains again on Wall Street for the first quarter of 2022. I guess they have some supply chain problems, but they're limited because their factories are operating at full capacity. So even with the supply chain woes that other companies are really complaining about, they earned their adjusted income of $3.7 billion, higher than the $2.6 billion that was forecast by analysts, many of them. So a very good start to the year, and obviously more money for Mr. Musk. No problem for him to go and buy Twitter, for him to have the board approve that. I mean, there's still some things as far as contracts are concerned that have to be dotted and crossed and all that other stuff. But of course they're going to sell it to him, $44 billion. And that does change the game, because if he controls Twitter, he makes the rules. He can decide within the boundaries of whatever those boundaries are of internet platforms that really don't quite have them. It still is the Wild West, but there is pressure sometimes that is put upon, as we know, many who are behind some of your top platforms. Like, look what's going on with Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, and go through the litany of them. And certainly Twitter is still very, very powerful, a very big voice. I mean, listen, if something happens in your neighborhood, they tweet out, stay in your house, or this is what's happening with traffic. Everybody is on Twitter. They just are. Politicians tweet out their opinions on Twitter. Republicans, Democrats, and everybody else in between. Everything happens on Twitter when there is any kind of a lockdown at a school, whether it's an elementary school, a middle school, a high school, a college. There are warnings that are put out on Twitter because they know people are out there, and that's how they can reach a wide audience. So this is a very, very big, big audience for Elon Musk swooping in. Twitter's board accepted the billionaire's offer to buy the social media company and take it private. So bye-bye Wall Street. And it is a long saga, or so it feels like. You know how they say the days are long, but time flies. There was a week-long deal of rumors. He offered to buy the company at $54.20 a share. That was his best and final, he said. And Twitter's board was trying to push off a hostile takeover. So they took what they call the poison pill. They accepted the offer, and the stock closed at $5.64 for the day after it halted the news. So this is about free speech. This is about a digital town square. And that's exactly what Musk said in a statement where he announced, I want to make Twitter better than ever by enhancing the product with new features, making the algorithms open source to increase trust, defeating the spam bots, and authenticating all humans. Twitter has tremendous potential. I look forward to working with the company and the community of users, he says, to unlock it. This is very, very big, my friends. Even if you're not into social media, just so you know, this is, again, the frontier that we're in with the internet. And by adopting that so-called poison pill or shareholders' rights agreements, it allows other shareholders to buy the stock at a discount if Musk or another person, some other group, would acquire more than 15% of what they call common stock. So they had two reasons to look at the deal and maybe reject it and then to accept it. It's all about funding it. And even though he is the world's richest person, a lot of his wealth is tied up in his stock, Tesla stock. So he'd have to borrow against his own holdings to fund the deal. We're not going to go too far down the authenticating it rabbit hole, but let's just say it is very concrete, right? It is concrete now at this point. The footing is firm. So this is definitely inevitable. Like I said, just a few little things that have to be dotted, but they will be. And this is a very, very big, 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 big move for Elon Musk. And it's interesting because when you talk about Wall Street, you have Morgan Stanley, huge brokerage firm. Of course, you know, warning of potential bear markets in U.S. stocks. I mean, we're seeing inflation. We're seeing what's happening with food prices. Gas has dipped a little bit. That's a good news, right? But the market is turbulent, and clients are being warned that it's going to get bumpier because there's not a lot of places to hide, is what they say, that it's so picked over at this point. Why do you care? For lots of different reasons, but some of you have 401ks, and whether you think you're putting just a little bit in it, whatever that basket of stocks is, it is affected by what happens on the market, what happens with U.S. stocks. And, of course, they took a dive last week, a huge drop of 1,000 points on the Dow on Friday. And there are worries about what I said, inflation and also interest rates. Aggressive steps by the Federal Reserve will probably, they say, be needed to tame high inflation, if you believe that. So while we see those rates go up and up and up, the predicted 6 different rate increases this year, that is tremendously huge, and that will affect all kinds of things. We're seeing already a little bit of a slowdown, in the housing market. So while it still is crazy in some parts of the country, and I don't know that it's completely cooled off, you are seeing it change a little bit, and some of that is because of those interest rates. That makes a huge, huge difference. So all of this plays a part in what's going on with Elon Musk getting Twitter because of what happens taking it private and what that ultimately means, and then the warning that it could get even bumpier in the next, you know, couple of months and throughout the rest of the year. So it's be interesting to see where the market ends up week after week after week after week with whatever the feds do with the interest rates. We've talked a lot about electric cars and how I threw out a stat after I came back from California and learned that 16%, which I was so shocked by this, globally, 16% of the world has an electric car. So think of the population. General Motors is going to produce a fully electric Chevy Corvette. They announced that on Monday morning. They're not saying when it would come, but hinted that it's relatively soon. And where did they announce that? On Twitter. They announced it on Twitter. And, of course, they show you a beautiful car and say it's electrified and that this is what's happening now. It'll be the first with its it's been rumored for a long time that we're going to see some kind of a hybrid system. So there are going to be variants, I guess, of this car. And now with more conversations about batteries and charging stations and more places to be able to do that charging if you're on the road and better batteries and whatnot, they jumped into the game. But to date, the Corvette is only available in the Stingray version with a 6.2-liter V8 engine, but that produces 495 horsepower. So pretty interesting to see how that will be how that will be accepted in the market, how many people would jump on an electric Corvette. I'm going to say if it looks really good and there's more charging stations and people are buying it, they'll shell out the cash and they will roll with it. Absolutely. All right, we're rolling too, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We have not had an ambassador to Ukraine since 2019 when then-President Trump removed Marie Yovanovitch from the job. Now that the U.S. said it would reestablish its presence in Ukraine, President Biden has made his pick to fill the role.
Biden nominated Bridget Brink as the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. From Michigan, Ms. Brink speaks many languages from the region and was a part of the U.S. Embassy in Slovakia. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, the Kremlin unleashed a string of attacks against rail and fuel stations far from the front lines of Russia's eastern offensive. The move is seen as an attempt to interrupt Ukrainian efforts to get supplies for the fight, Washington approving a $165 million ammunition sale to Ukraine, while also providing $300 million in financing to buy more supplies. Wall Street ended Monday on a positive note thanks to tech stocks. This is USA Radio News. Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. The deal comes 2 weeks after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO first offered to buy the social media company. Musk has vowed to, quote, unlock the platform's potential by loosening what he says are unfair restrictions on free speech. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals stayed the execution of Melissa Lucio, who was convicted of the 2007 death of her daughter, Mariah. The stay was granted so a lower court can review evidence she claims would exonerate her. It comes as doubts about her guilt has been raised. The case has attracted the attention of lawmakers, celebrities, and even some of the jurors who sentenced her to death. Two parents sentenced to prison in the Varsity Blues College admissions bribery scandal are appealing their convictions. Former Staples executive John Wilson and former casino executive Gamal Abdelaziz say they believe they were making legit donations to get their kids into elite universities. They have been the only parents so far who have gone to trial in the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brinjuri, 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 undiri, undinjuri. Brinjuri, 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 undiri, undinjuri. Brinjuri, 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 undiri, undinjuri. Brinjuri, brinjuri.
Talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail. Can you all day, okay?
Oh, stick in the mail,
man. All right, we didn't have to dig very far. Thanks to Brett. He says, hey, Kate, and hello to the America Tonight audience. Wow, Elon Musk. As soon as I heard about it, I knew I was going to get typing and sending you an email. Everybody on Twitter exploding with their opinions about the Musker. I would say that it's probably a very positive thing because he is, let's face it, a disruptor, and that means it's probably more wide open. It also means that people who have been dumped off of Twitter will be welcomed back. What does it mean ultimately in the court of public opinion? We'll see, because we'll see how rough the play is on Twitter, since now there is a lot of cherry picking on certain people and certain comments. And let's face it, we know it's a political bulletin board. It's going to get real interesting really soon. I think you said that well. I think it's going to get real interesting really soon. Hashtag court of public opinion. So look, the stock shot up and they're struggling. So they assessed the proposal and jumped on it because they want the money, honey. That's the deal. They want the money. And when the $44 billion was real, then that was good enough for them. And now it is. He says he looks forward to working with everybody at Twitter. So we'll see what that means.
I mean, look, he's a high-profile user of Twitter, and he's controversial. So he's got 83 million followers. He's used it for everything. I mean, he's hurled insults at politicians. He's talked about everything from COVID-19 to the transgender community to all kinds of silly memes that he's shared. I mean, everything. Everything is an open book with Musk. Whatever comes out of his mouth goes on Twitter. So it is interesting. And when he talks about enhancing it, what does that mean? And he says free speech matters, and it's about free speech. So, you know, one of the things that now some of the critics of Musk, or critics that believe it could be dangerous in his hands, are saying, will it become like Derek Johnson, who was on this show one time, president of the NAACP? He released a statement, and not on Twitter, and said, do not allow Twitter to become a petri dish for hate speech or falsehoods that subvert our democracy. And now it's interesting, because what will the ramifications be for 2024, for the presidential election? The midterm elections are coming up. So I think it's going to be something that's going to make people stand up and take notice of with him at the helm. Maybe some that ditched Twitter will jump back on Twitter. And then is it wide open gates? All right, move on to this one from Max. Hey, Kate, I used to email you all the time. Trust me, I'm thinking about you, but I'm juggling a couple of different jobs right now at the moment. It's good. And I feel very fortunate that we do live in the gig economy with what I do computer-wise. I'll leave it at that. But I'm looking at what's going on with COVID, and I'm hoping with what we see in China, and I heard you talking about it the other night, Beijing and more lockdowns, and now with what's happened because they've seen an explosion of Omicron, do you think that we're going to see that here in the United States? Well, we've already had Omicron, right, and that's still rolling around. Now we have a different variant that more people are getting. I think we're going to be living with the virus in some form. I mean, it's just inevitable. Maybe I'm wrong, and I would like to be very wrong on this, but it depends on, you know, it depends on how contagious, when we know this is contagious, and a lot of people I know are getting COVID, but at to what level? How knocked out are you? We're not seeing what we saw with Delta, or what we saw in the beginning of the pandemic a couple of years ago. The hospitalizations run wild, remember. So we now are entering the era, as I was talking about just the other day, of you got to figure it out for you at this point, right? And I think what's interesting or scary is what people are sharing about long COVID. Meaning somebody got COVID and a bad case of it, and then they can't taste or they can't smell, and they can't, none of that is happening or working for them. Or they were much worse than that. They're having trouble breathing and they're young and they were super athletic and they can't do that. Now there's just so much that is not known about all of these different variants. Whereas we have a variant tracker, as we look at the second booster for some people, and people that want to go on masks on flights, and people that want to wear masks still. Now there's even three cities that are requiring masks for travel. And I think that challenge will be interesting to watch, because the Justice Department is appealing the ruling from the judge last week in Florida that allowed things to kick back open again. But New York, Massachusetts, Wisconsin, as far as transportation, they're saying, you got to keep the mask on. And then there are other cities that are reinstating an indoor mask rule. Philadelphia did that because they started to see a widespread increase in COVID cases. So they did the indoor masking mandate, and that applied even to the airport after the federal rule was thrown out. But then Philadelphia's Board of Health voted to rescind that rule last week. just at the tail end of last week. So at first they had to wear them, and then all of a sudden they didn't have to wear them. Same thing in San Francisco. They were saying they would require masks, but then they dropped them. They said federal and state policy. So some of this is the law, and looking at what's happening statewide, locally, in whatever suburb, et cetera, and then now what the judge ruled. So I think a lot of places, a lot of cities that want to put the masks up are finding legally they can't do that. This is a big legal challenge too, right? And certainly I think vaccination is losing momentum, because every time I look at the stats, they seem to be down. I mean, vaccinations, fully vaccinated people in the United States, 66.1%. 66.1%. Doses this week down, and this is just the beginning of the week, but down 11%. These are numbers from Johns Hopkins University. So, you know, just aggregating them all together. But there are definitely people that are getting COVID tests, the at-home COVID tests, and they're being diligent about that, because in some places it's tough to keep them on the shelves. So we are at a very interesting point in this journey, that's for sure. All right, let's go to this one. William says, hello, Kate. I want to visit the man cave if I could for a second and get your opinion on what do you think is going to happen in this year's draft. I know it's wide open and you're not going to be able to answer all the picks, etc. But when you look at what the possibilities are anyway for the draft, do you think that we're going to see a pretty good draft class? Are we going to see some of these NFL teams, even in the lower rounds, draft players, in other words, that will end up being starters somewhere down the line? You know, it's such a wide open question when you ask me that. I mean, there's so many players that are so good. Like, I'm looking at Georgia, and I'm looking at, I talked about this the other day, Trayvon Walker is the defensive end for the Bulldogs. Is he going to be the top pick of the NFL draft or not? He probably is the odds-on favorite, right? But we don't know, because there's lots of behind-the-scenes dealings going on. The Jags have the number one pick overall. Will they pick who I think is one of the best players in the draft, or do they go in a different direction? So, you know, it's like even Denver, people are second-guessing Denver. They don't have a first-round draft pick. But their GM is saying, look, it was worth it because we made a trade and we got Russell Wilson because we need a quarterback. And we need a steady quarterback. We need the right quarterback, and they're hoping that, it, you know, that it's him. So what are some other potential top 10 NFL draft picks? How about, you know, Drake London? And he's somebody that a lot of people are looking at, the former Trojan wide receiver. Good hands, good movement, and is incredibly fast. Whether or not he decided not to run the 40-yard dash and give people serious times, he is like lightning. He will go high for sure in the draft. There are a lot of people scouting him. So that's just my little taste of it, because you'd have to go through all 32 teams. But stay tuned, because coming up later, Thursday is the draft day. So in our Man Cave segment, we will have more on what happened in the draft, at least in the first round, and were they good moves or were they bad moves, which you don't know till down the line. You've got to look at players that were incredible. Tom Brady, where was he drafted, my friends? Not the first round, second round, third round, fourth round, you get it. Way down, and look what he ended up doing for the Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A fistful of rings. Just the facts, just the facts. That's next.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Just the facts, fam.
Just the facts as we know them to be true, right? And that's a gray area, isn't it, for most of us? But I feel relatively comfortable saying some of what I'm going to tell you is just the facts. I think this is fascinating. We look at traffic lights. I learned a whole bunch about traffic lights thanks to my friends at The Hustle. They were first used, I didn't know this, in 19th century England, but they were, the bulbs were gaslit bulbs. They were hazardous and they were prone to explosions, so that wasn't a good idea. In 1914, Cleveland installed the first electric traffic light, the three colored lights that we have now, right? The green, the red, the yellow. That came about in Detroit in 1920. But why do you care? There's some new innovations that are happening when it comes to traffic lights, right? So here's what's pretty interesting. For traffic lights, they say they're getting smarter. And how are they getting smarter? Because it's some of the data that they can collect, right? And now they use this thing called Light, and it connects the traffic tech providers. So the software uses the data and the machine learning
to manipulate traffic signals and improve the flow of traffic. So they watch the flow of traffic so they know times. They look at what it looks like at different times during the day. So that can be a good thing, because how long do you typically wait at a stop? They're timing that. There's a pilot program, for example, that involves 17 different intersections on a San Jose bus route. And the times were shortened by 20% because they looked at the information and then they set them up so it would take less time and improve the flow of traffic. Just the facts. I like it. I think that's good. You might be interested in this. How about we talk about crypto, right? And what businesses allow you to use crypto or pay you in crypto. And that's like a whole wild jungle of untangling what's working, what's not working, and what the conversation is. But Stripe launched a feature that lets businesses pay users in crypto, right? The first company to utilize that function is Twitter. So it allows creators to get paid in crypto for ticketed space and super follows features. It also works for that. So when you look at Stripe, I mean, that's a fintech giant, right? They're jumping in with both feet with this feature that lets you get paid specifically in stablecoin. So that just happened, and that's pretty significant. And I wonder where this will go. So the $95 billion online payments company said that it's offering merchants heading into the weekend the ability to make those payouts in crypto. And I wonder how many will jump on that. I mean, it just shows you that there are large financial firms that are kind of warming up to using digital assets. That is just the facts, right? And Stripe isn't the only company opening up platforms to its platform to digital currencies. In fact, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, they're all announcing moves in that direction too, in that space. And because they're seeing, they're looking. I mean, how do you know? It trades one day it peaks, one day it's off more. The metrics are really wild to watch. And just the facts there is, it is not a straight line. It is not. All right, speaking of acquisitions, Amazon, oh, Jeff Bezos can't get enough of acquiring something else. Glowroad, it's an Indian startup that helps a network of 6 million plus resellers sell products over Facebook and WhatsApp. That acquisition will help Amazon be pushed into social commerce in India. I mean, that was the name of the game. So how do we make a dent there? And that was what Amazon tried to do, right? They were trying to take on Spotify, and they were getting a lot of blowback for that, but not in India, because Glowroad, this was an all-cash deal, and it is an e-commerce. They are an e-commerce giant, of course, so it makes a big push for them into a big overseas market. And they'll probably make incredible inroads in the next couple of years. It'll accelerate entrepreneurship with some of those creators. And then they'll be able to have all these small sellers from across the country will be able to use it. And that's what they do. They sell products to customers at wholesale prices. And then, like I said, helps them resell on Facebook and WhatsApp. And then it gives them the logistics network to help deliver the products, and then the ability to collect the coin, too, to collect the cash. I think this was probably a good move on their part, and I can only imagine that things will go up, 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 up. All right, this is interesting to me, and this is just the facts. If we were in the man cave, we could be talking about this, although we usually focus on just the facts of the scores and the player movement and whatever else is going on, like in the NFL draft that's coming up. But NBA jerseys have had sponsor patches since, 2017, and they pull in a lot of money. That's great ad space. So like $225 million this year for the NBA. NHL helmets feature ads, and now jerseys will next season, and the projection is They'll generate anywhere from $160 million to $320 million. Major League Baseball jerseys are going to offer patches in 2023, and they think they're going to bring in $240 million to $300 million annually. That's huge. So using the athlete as, you know, as the billboard, that that's just another space, right? You're renting another space. And listen, this isn't new for lots of other sports. Manchester United, if you look at what they've done in Europe, they have pulled in like $185 million a year. Last year they pulled it in, just the facts. So it's all about the bucks, and certainly sports and business, when they collide and when it's about ad space, well, you can understand, right? Mm. I'm a fan of Stranger Things. It's on Netflix. Especially the first season really pulled me in. To produce Stranger Things, the cost of an episode is, you ready for this? For the fourth season of Stranger Things, $30 million. $30 million. Wow. How do you recoup that? That's part of the whole streaming wars and the conversation about the expense of producing great content, and especially when it gets popular and you look at streaming, and the Netflix talks about the possibility of ads, which is why people like Netflix, because you're not getting bombarded by ads. They're going to have some serious decisions to make. That is for sure. If you think about dying, and I opened the show, after all, with the world's oldest woman dying, how many people are actually being buried? 6 decades ago, fewer than 5% of Americans were cremated. Look around when you go and visit grave sites, and you see, and you look at the stones and how far back they go. Around 20 years ago, the number was 27%. In 2020, we'll think of the pandemic, it hit 56% of Americans cremated. By 2040, it's projected to be, ready for this, 80%. Wow. So, you know, death is a big business. And for cemeteries, what does that mean? What does that mean in the funeral business altogether? 80%. By 2040, projected to be cremated. Just the facts. And that's a projection. But those other numbers are hard numbers. If you say 6 decades ago, fewer than 5% of Americans were cremated, that boggles my mind. Then 20 years ago, 27%. And now it just keeps going up and up and up and up. It just makes you wonder, doesn't it? It makes you think about, do you know, what are your wishes? Have you told anyone what your wishes are? Will you find a place in a cemetery? Is there a family plot? That used to be what it was. No matter where you lived in the world, you were coming back to the family plot. On that note, we're going to exit stage left. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Big high five to Nathan Reeder, as always, for his incredible work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.